Hi, I'm Dave Washburn with the FLW Weekly Fishing Report. Depending on what you're targeting, fishing is fairly good when the wind will let you get out on the lake. Bass, bluegill, and shellcracker are the headliners, but you've got to cover a lot of water and make a lot of casts to do well. The recent weather isn't helping. It's as if we had April and March, and now we're having March and April. A month ago, the water temperatures were racing upward and making for a well-defined bass spawn, but it's been drifting down by several degrees this month. Cool water temperatures combined with stable or even slightly falling lake levels haven't really produced a dependable bite. If you're after bass, the best tactic now is to make as many casts as you can in the backs of coves where bass usually gang up to spawn. Though the spawn is pretty much over now, there are still a lot of fish cruising the break lines and shallow ledges adjacent to the spawning flats, and they're hungry. Reaction baits, such as medium-running crankbaits and shad patterns, or lipless crankbaits, are the best producers. If the wind allows, try shaky heads with small plastic worms and fish them in and around shoreline cover or along secondary points. Carolina or Texas-rigged soft plastic worms or creature baits in various sizes are also producing, as long as the wind is manageable enough to let you fish them. Again, zero in on the areas in the back of major bays and coves. If you're after crappie, fish the brush piles and stake beds in about 8 to 12 feet of water. There still are a few crappie in the shallower water, but the best bet is targeting the fish out along the secondary ledges and creeks in deeper water. They're taking 1/16 or 1/8 ounce tube jigs, swimtail jigs, and minnows. There have been a lot of reports of big bluegill and red ear being caught, though they're coming from deeper water, say 4 to 6 feet, on secondary drops out from the traditional spawning flats. If you're not on a bed of fish and just looking for bites, try a drop shot rig and bait it with a piece of redworm or crawler, then cast it out and drag it slowly back to the boat or the bank. Most guys have been catching a mixed bag of bluegill and red ear, and they're zeroing in on areas where the bottom is sandy or a sand-gravel mix. Catfish aren't very active now, most likely because the lake is still about 3 feet low and showing no signs of coming up substantially. If the Tennessee River Valley starts getting the rain it should normally be getting this time of year, the water will come up and the fishing will get consistently better. As it is right now, however, it's catch as catch can. That's it for now. This is Dave Washburn for FLW, wishing you good weather and great fishing.